I could have your attention in the media center. We're going to go ahead and get started with our post-race media availability. We're now joined by Brad Kozlowski, driver of the number 2 Miller Lite Ford. If you do have a question, please raise your hand and we'll get you a wireless mic. We'll start here with Wolfgang.
Brad, over here. I have a technical question. Maybe you can
go ahead.
Yeah, I can clear up some confusion from my side. We saw a lot of problems with other drivers with tires. First of all, how was your tire situation? And according to the media release of Goodyear, they give recommendation how much pressure you run in the tire. Is your team following this recommendation, or you make your own calculation for the tire pressure?
Gunther, do you drive 45 mile an hour on a divided highway? Do you drive 45 mile an hour on a divided highway every time? Do you never go over the speed limit? Do you know American speed limits?
Yeah, I'm
over. Okay. Yeah. Then you might get the analogy I'm trying to say. There is not a single team following the Goodyear recommendations. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure that is just one of those things in the book. But so I think that answers that question. But the other question was about if whether changing the tire compound made a difference or if we could feel it. Is that what the other question was? Oh, yeah, we didn't have any issues. Yeah, we were really good. My understanding is the guys that had tire issues ran over debris, but I might be wrong. I don't know. I had limited vision in the car to be able to see that, Gunther. Wolfgang, sorry. My bad. I like Gunther. I've met a lot of Gunthers when I was in Germany, and now everybody's a Gunther. I'm sorry. Yeah, it is. It's very good.
Justin Schuler, Speedway Media. Brad, you were up there on that final restart with a lot of playoff drivers around you. Obviously, Almirola trying to win his way in, Harvick trying to make sure he can point his way in. How do you kind of balance that late race aggression of trying to win the race but trying to not ruin it for the playoff contenders?
Shoot, I don't know. I'm the last person to ask about that. I think we had a shot to win the race, and I was going to do what I could. I felt like our car was in a really good spot. I feel like without that last yellow, I could have ate those guys up and gone, but the last yell kind of ran off too many laps on me. I needed those laps to be able to get there, but our car was pretty strong, like you said, and I was really proud of that.
We're next to Chris.
Chris Knight, CatchFence.com. Brad, we go to Homestead every year, the last several years, and it seems like that everybody's got to win in order to win the championship, but you run awfully good at Homestead. You're strong in the past. Should the championship four can be concerned about your guys' potential there next weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we've had a shot to win the last four of the last five, and they just keep slipping through our hands. But we've certainly been right there, and I would expect similar in Homestead for sure.
Do you have any other questions for Brad?
Brad, Charles, Alex Rarick, Vanside. Did you think the new start-finish location had a bigger impact on this race than expected today?
I didn't expect anything, so the answer would be no, but I do think it had a pretty good effect on the race with the entering turn one on the old track, which is now turn three. You just couldn't pass. And so this corner down here, you can pass on a restart, and I think that changes the game a lot.
Are there any other questions? All right. Thanks for joining us, Brad.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.